I did mention last week about the gent that had sent through a message with regard to a ball and knee height or arse height. And this? Assumed it's easy for me to say, assumed anonymity.
This one's going in the bloop as well.
Assumed.
Loop.
Assumed
anonymity.
And assumed anonymity.
Wait, hang on a sec. You go assumed.
Anonymity.
Just say assumed.
Assumed
anonymity. And then you keep going with your...
Assumed.
Anonymity.
I'm not even sure that was right. But, But I wouldn't tell anyone who it was. He did mention it. So he got in touch. He said, I wouldn't have minded being named on the podcast. Keep it to yourself. But Boss F. Hockey isn't my real name. Thank you very much, Boss F. Hockey. I thought it was a bit odd.
This week on The Reverse Dick, happy birthday! We're 300! Like ancient Spartans of old.
Old.
Celebrity guests, live music.
None of which is happening in this podcast.
A t-shirt giveaway from a cannon.
Oh, that might happen. That. There could be a horn.
Ooh.
Got a horn. Greetings.
Dear listener to The Reverse Dick, the Global Hockey Podcast, episode 300. It's the end of the third series, isn't it?
End of the third series.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. It's Friday night.
Well, it's a bit more low-key than some of our other major
milestone episodes.
Well,
no, we've got all the big things lined up, haven't we?
Yeah, but it's
a bit more low-key. We're coming of age, maybe, yeah. John. Maybe we've got to that age where you don't like to have a party to celebrate that age.
You're quite
anymore.
Happy just sitting back.
I mean, you've been past that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No more. We'll just do a hockey podcast, what do you reckon?
Right now? We can't do that, John, because you haven't got a browser open that's got the TMS page.
I do. Oh. Look at this.
Okay, no.
Magic, but we're not there yet. We'll get into it a bit later.
All right, finals.
In more detail.
Finals. We discussed.
How was your hockey week?
Shit. Shit house.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, obviously.
That was last week.
In the last episode. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Because we met. Right, yeah.
Yes. The injury. Oh, Friday night tomorrow.
Yeah.
Had my team made it to the grand final, which they didn't. I reckon I'd probably be good to play. The hammy is coming good today.
Is it?
Yeah. Went for two sessions.
Today.
More needling. No. I think a bit of strapping. I'd have been fine for the grand final tomorrow. Had my boys not lost 5-3.
Tevo.
Yeah. The age caught up with the squad, unfortunately. And we managed to cobble it together through most of the year. You know, sometimes 10, 11 players all over 40. Still playing in the grades.
Yep.
Against young bucks. So we ended up with, we got two on the bench. I ran the bench. Got two on the bench. One bloke, Muggsy. Shout out to Muggsy. Turned up at half time. Didn't look very happy. Thought, right, put him on. Left half. Give him a chance. First touch. Tries to go past the player. Puts it straight on his stick. 2-on-1 against one of the other bloke in the back. Goal. Probably within 5 minutes, they're on the attack again. Couple of clearances off the line. Ball pops up in the air. Who's on the line? Muggsy. What does he do to stop the ball? Puts his stick up to it, does it, John?
No.
No, no, he puts his hand up to
hands
it.
Hands up.
And then drops down onto
old
the floor.
Player.
Onto the floor and kicks it away. Strike.
Kicks then, it away.
Yeah.
Kicks
then
it away.
Maybe only...
Not, wasn't content with just the old hand stop.
No, he had, well,
gave it a boot as well.
Shuffled his feet, then gave it a boot.
Oh.
It's quite stylish.
Dance move.
And then there was this strange off-the-ball incident where the ball was at one end of the field. Two of the opposition players kind of were running across him at the halfway line. Nothing's happening. No ball involved. There's a little bit of body contact. Like, more so it seemed to be that the two opposition players bumped into each other and then he was a bit of collateral damage off that. Play goes on. A minute later, after the ball finally goes out, umpire calls back to the incident on the halfway line before, green card for Muggsy. I've got the squeaky chair, by the way. I'm back in the tall squeaky chair for the first time in a long time.
You put your bag on the...
Well, I did, but I don't know why it's arranged this way. Anyway. Did you not do any studio prep before our big show?
Yes.
No, and then managed to get... he turns this green card over nothing into a 10-minute yellow. I don't know what he said to the umpire. He just said to me after the game, he said, I did not deserve that green, but the yellow, absolutely.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
So overall, an important contribution in the defeat, do you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's his fault.
Is it?
His fault. Well, I will say, though, John.
I think it's your fault, because you didn't maintain yourself well enough to get through the season.
Well, there's been two games.
To command your troops.
Two games in
the season. You burnt yourself out.
Two games in the season that we lost. The very last game of the season against Kwinana.
You were cooked by then.
Against Kwinana, down at Rockingham, I umpired. And this game, down at Rockingham as well, I was on the bench.
Well, there's a common theme here.
Yeah.
Not playing.
Yeah. So, well, I haven't lost a game in 68 minutes for those boys this season. I don't know what they've been doing.
Yeah.
Well, I do know.
Nothing.
One bloke had a little...
Sitting on the sideline.
No, he had a little outburst, a little scream. He wasn't happy when I drank.
Save that one for later.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, right. Save that one for later. We better get on with the show.
And results. What's happening, John, in the world of hockey?
They've had that training run tournament on.
Oh, the little kids under fives or something like that?
No,
the under fives.
It's the hockey S's Asia Cup.
Hockey
in Salah.
In Oman. I think it's Oman, isn't it? I think they've been playing it there. Was that when somebody sent me a picture of a 35-1 victory
for India over
Japan.
Do you want to go to the competition?
No, not really.
And have a look?
No, I couldn't give a stuff. FIH, if you are listening, and John, we know, FIH are listening, you can take your hockey fives and you can jam it right up your backside.
In fairness, there weren't...
It's Oman, yeah. It's where the World Cup's happening.
35-1. It was Japan. India over Japan.
Yeah, well, that's why hockey fives is great, John, to give the developing nations an opportunity to play on the world stage.
It is. There weren't too many that were that extreme.
To win an Olympic medal.
You're always going to get lopsided results. We all know that there's some very good sides in Asia and there's some not so good sides. So.
Well, who's gone there for Japan?
Who has gone there for Japan?
Yes.
Well, they lost to Kazakhstan 9-1 after being 1-1 at half time.
All right. Pull up the Japan squad. Let's see. Are they all under 16?
So, under 16. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
let's have a look at the Japan players. On Altius. Great system. I've really enjoyed Altius over the past few years, John.
It doesn't have their names.
Yeah, it does.
But they're ages.
Okay, so just click on. Click.
Oh, no, look, Matt. Four.
Oh, one of them's
He's
four.
He's only four.
A 5-year old.
There's a 5-year
old. A 6-year old, 7-year old, 8-year old, 9-year old.
Click on his name.
Hang on, whoa. A 10-year old. But the goalkeeper, 25 years old.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
Well, they needed some experience in there, Matt.
Oh, no, he's 23.
No, that's...
No, he's age 23.
Where?
Where is his age?
23, yes.
23.
Okay, the first one. Mm. So they weren't all 16.
No.
Maybe one or two of them might have been.
Maybe they've just sent their terrible hockey players because they don't care.
Or maybe they've used it as a development tournament because what rides on this for them?
It's an opportunity to get into the Hockey Fires World Cup.
Okay.
In Amman. Maybe they don't want to go.
People, obviously, who have been long-time listeners of this podcast would understand that we don't really like Hockey Fires. But you know what, Matt?
What?
I did actually succumb. I thought, no, bugger it. I'm going to watch a game. Post fact, I knew the score. And in fact, the game that I was watching was the final. A little highlights thing came up and I went, no, we prattle on about it all the time. Blah, blah. I'm going to watch the game and just give it a chance. It's a high 4-4 in the final. India ended up winning 2-0 in a shootout.
How long was the game?
Being down 3-2 at half time.
How long was the game?
I don't know. We'll get to that. So,
John, just answer me this.
Yeah.
Did you really watch it?
Yeah.
John?
Yep. Not all of it.
There we go.
I thought I'd give it a chance, man.
Sure.
I gave up just after Pakistan scored their second goal. So, Pakistan.
Right, okay, this is a terrible anecdote.
Anyway,
match report, sorry.
Anyway, I decided... Was it India that scored the set? Anyway.
You've got blue dots on the screen, mate, it's telling you. That's how you do scores.
India scored the two goals. Anyway, that's how riveting it was, Matt. Because I couldn't watch it. Yeah, I know the score is 2-1.
So how many minutes did you actually watch?
I don't know how many minutes that was, about 7 or 8.
5 goals?
No, 3.
3 goals?
I said 3 goals.
So a goal every minute and 20 seconds or something?
No, it was a bit more than that. The point being, is it was shit. Wouldn't have mattered how many goals.
Okay, alright.
So I'm just, I put myself to the test to see if we were just being some sort of grumpy old buggers. It was terrible.
Put your eyes in a younger hockey player.
Yeah.
In their teens.
Yeah.
Is it something that could look exciting, free, new, urban? Urban.
No.
No?
No, not as exciting as girls.
All right. What about the girls?
No, not. Well, I don't know. They probably don't think it's as exciting as the boys. Or maybe. Anyway, I don't want to go.
All the girls are the boys and the boys, or the ones in between. The this is the that's and the they's, John.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that hockey's ranking high in that demographic.
Did you say ranking?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, no, because they'll have their funding cut. It's not a good ranking.
Oh, we don't want your funding cut.
I think we were right about Hockey Fives.
Apparently you can't pay for it.
I think we're right about Hockey Fives. I tried to give it a shot, and I picked a game that I thought would be a good quality game against two good teams, and it was frankly disappointing. I'm a bit disappointed I didn't come away going, oh, it's not that bad. Don't like it, but it's not that bad.
What's the...
Like T20 cricket.
Egypt are going to host the FIH Pyramids Hockey Fives.
Oh,
are they playing on the pyramids?
Well,
preparation for Egypt to host.
You'd want to pick the right way to go in the first half.
What they'll do is, it says preparations for Egypt to host the FIH Pyramids Hockey Fives tournament 20th to 21st of October 2023.
Yeah.
They'll just turn one of them on its side. Play on that. Flat?
Well, it wouldn't be.
One of the pyramids?
No, they're diamond shaped because they go underground as well, like a diamond.
Yeah, you'd only need to use a portion of it, though, wouldn't you?
Well,
spin the diamond.
You know what you could do? Just pull them apart, lay some concrete, put a turf on it, a non-irrigated turf.
Yes.
And then use the stones to build like a stadium around it.
You could do that.
Yeah. Unlike the original pyramids, though, you'd have to replace your turf.
Sand-based isn't good enough. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think we did that joke last week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. What else you got? We got any result? What's going on?
Well, it's pre-season stuff across Europe, isn't it? And we're into
finals here.
Finals time here. No grand finals for the big grades, but
Masters.
Your hockey week. Obviously, you didn't play last week, but your boys did have a win to go through to the grand final tomorrow.
Yes, a glorious 1-0 victory. Hard fought. Great game.
Mixed reports. Three different people I spoke to about it that didn't play. And some were terrible, and others were like, no, it was a really good, gritty performance, and they played really well.
You said it was terrible.
You, I think.
That was the week before.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, the week before.
When we spoke on the phone earlier in the week, you said they played terribly, and they were lucky to be getting through to the grand final. and it would have been a very different game had you been involved. It was what you'd said to me.
Oh, I see. Is that how this episode's are going, is it?
I think I might have that recording here right now.
Is that right?
No, I haven't done anything to stitch you up here, mate, honestly. But might do in a bit. Yeah.
Well, it's that sort of episode, really, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit of frivolity. A bit of school's out for summer feel. It's episode 300. Whew, end of season for us. I'm not in a grand final this weekend.
Neither am I.
I hate hockey.
Even though my team is in the grand final.
Yeah, but at least you can collect a medal and be a full kit wanker tomorrow and put all your gear on, including your shinies, and go and stand on the sideline. Do it. I'm going to do it, right?
At my team.
Yeah, and I'm jumping in on your team photo, whether anybody likes it or not, with all the gear on.
You're going to photobomb again?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't warn them. I'll just get what the natural reaction is.
Yeah. Whether I'm pushed away.
Embraced.
Remember that time I did do it, though? There were people genuinely taking photos going, oh, what's he doing in there? Yeah, get him
at the grand final.
Yes. And was that the one where I managed your team? Yes.
At the last second.
Last second. And then...
Got a whole lot of abuse for
it. Got hate mail for not giving a bloke more time than the captain or something like that in the back line.
Not from the bloke, though.
No, not from the bloke who didn't get the time. No, from the goalkeeper who wasn't playing. Your mate.
My mate.
Yeah. And others.
And others. Okay.
Somebody, in fact, sent me on a message earlier on. They said, are you doing the bench tomorrow? Because I said about getting the group of the lads down from my team. I said, no, people don't like my decisions on the bench.
Oh, no, it's not the late.
It's a common theme.
Well, you obviously don't handle yourself well on the bench if these...
No, that's why I should be on the field. Then we wouldn't lose fucking games of hockey, would we?
Oh, you are listening to The Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast. We are celebrating our 300th episode. We've got some big news coming
Friday night episode, John. Always big on a Friday, 10 to 10 here, local time in Perth, Western Australia, at the Kubelup Broadcasting Corporation.
I've got a gig tomorrow night.
So I hear.
Yeah.
I heard that you might be playing one of our favourites.
Oh.
Is that right?
Is that Wonderheart?
No. Oh, have you got Wonderheart handy?
I can find it.
Bit of a, you know, look back on some of our greatest moments. These are 300 show. Bit of a retrospective. Give it a whack. That's a good t-shirt, wasn't it? Nice. Hashtag give it a whack. The spirit of hashtag give it a whack lives on, doesn't it, John?
Oh, very, very much so.
It wasn't just a t-shirt. It's more a way of life.
Way of life? Is that? Yeah.
A mantra.
Oh, definitely a mantra.
For hockey and life. Don't hold back, John. Just give it a whack. One more time, just while you're trying to find that.
Oh, no, you don't have to put people through this.
You said you liked it.
Yeah, you know, once is nice. No need to scream.
All right.
I thought we could actually give them some content.
Did you find the thing though?
My keyboard stopped working. It's a bit like me.
Well,
let's see if, yes, now it's working.
All right. Well, just while we're waiting, we'll just play this one for a second then. Ba, 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 ba.
Someone's getting shafted. Ba, 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 ba. Oh, someone's, it's been a long time shafted. Since I heard this. Ba, 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 ba. Someone's getting shafted here, and it's probably us. Someone's getting shafted here, and it's probably us. What sort of bollocks is that? Piece of music. Okay, what else have we got? Because in honor of our 300th episode,
yes,
I do 300% less research than I normally do.
Yeah, that's good. Me too. But I brought the power cord for the laptop.
Oh, did you?
And a charger for the phone. That's pretty good. That's usually two things
you leave behind.
Yes, yeah, it's better than 40% of recent shows.
Oh, well, we can talk about some of the FIH news stories on the FIH news site, man.
Okay, well, that's news. That's news, John.
Which we've done, but now let's do it again. The pools have been finished for the Hockey Fives World Cup in Oman, Matt.
They're playing underwater?
Well, there's a lovely kidney-shaped one. There's a special dining pool, and there's a kiddie paddle pool. That comedy gold, I would have thought there.
Oh, yeah, plenty to play with. If only we were sharp kind of minds that could do something with that sort of stuff, John.
And you got double gold, apparently, at the Hockey Hot Fives Asia Cup thing.
Yeah, excellent.
Tyab.
Oh, well, no. Whilst you're talking about double gold, I took a screenshot of Mr. Dr. Batra's most recent Facebook post. Just got to go to photos on the phone, John, to pull this up.
Are we going to like it?
Have you liked anything he's ever done?
I think some of the stuff is gone.
No, most recently. Here we go.
It's been brilliant.
One feels happy to note that amongst the good things that happened during your tenure, one was the start of Hockey Fives. Its inaugural event was held in Lausanne, Switzerland in May 2022. That starred either side of that. So that's obviously a note that Mr. Dr. Batra has received. Another starred paragraph. It was quite evident during that time that European hockey was not in favour of Hockey Fives. Happy to see Netherlands participation. Hockey Fives takes less time, less players, less people to travel, less interest.
Less funding.
The conduct of the event takes less number of days. Hence, countries which have financial and funds issues can also participate now. This is an event in which all the 137 country members of FIH can play and participate. IOC is promoting gender balance, and for the first time in the history of Olympics, there will be equal number of medals to be won in men and women events in Paris 2024. During my tenure as president of FIH, I was told for mixed hockey event, i.e. men and women in same team. This is possible in Hockey Fives. And a demonstration game was played in Delhi for IOC president when he visited India in 2018. And FIH CEO Thierry was also there. Hockey Fives is a sport being played in Youth Olympics and a stepping stone for Olympics. Hockey currently has 2 medals in Olympics. And with Hockey Fives, FIH can try for 5 medals, which includes 1 for mixed event also. All the best, Aman. You always have been good hosts.
How did they get 5?
Men's, women's, and mixed.
So how do they get 5 out of 3?
Yes. I see what you do there. Hockey currently has 2 medals in the Olympics. And I've already read that. And then there's the pools for it. Yeah, as you say, pools. Yep. Water. And actually, the graphic does look like a swimming pool in the top corner. Kidney-shaped swimming pool.
Obviously, they don't need to be turfs don't need to be irrigated if they're in a pool.
No. Well, I think we've, done that.
As well. Yeah. Okay.
This is the thing, John.
After 300 episodes?
I reckon after 300 episodes, we've pretty much done everything.
Except
the only thing, the only thing that's stopping us realizing that we've not already done it is that we were pissed when we did it the first time, and we're probably pissed when we're doing it the second time. And that could happen from week to week.
Could be
one show to in the same show.
So, yeah.
I've listened back to some shows that I've done.
Madman.
And I've talked about the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Long term, dedicated TRS listeners must think, did I just skip back? Because I'm sure he just said this.
And they must feel like Mrs. Allen.
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. I told you last night, did I? Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'd suffer that.
That only happens five times a week.
Yeah. Maybe seven.
Bless.
What were we talking about?
FIH, fucking useless bunch of wankers.
No. I don't think you can.
More news.
I think there's more useless. Yeah, Tyab.
You know what I think, John?
What?
I think 98% of hockey administrators.
don't say it.
Don't deserve to earn a cent out of the game.
I agree with that. President Tyab Ikram. FIH president. Oh, so you imagine if we could vote like president of the world?
Well, we can. All we've got to do is set up our own country, John. And then we've got equal voting rights.
We call it the United States of John and
Matt. We've talked about it. We said Hutt River, maybe.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. I see we did that.
They'd be happy for another international summit.
FIH President Tyab Ikram engages with Afghanistan players at the Hockey Fives Asia Cup. There's a lovely photo of him. Good stuff. But he's a busy man, Tyab, because he's been appointed to the IOC Olympic Solidarity Commission.
Great thing is, though, John, the image with the Afghanistan players... Jacket off. Just one of the boys.
That's just a t-shirt, isn't
it? Yeah, well, it's got a collar. Yeah. Just one of the boys, though.
Short-sleeved.
Yeah.
But just hanging out with the dudes.
Do you reckon he's wearing some greys runners or he's in his loafers?
I think he might have black slacks on.
Oh, there's definitely black slacks.
With some sort of slip-on leather shoes.
Slip-on. Crocodile?
It was just the way
you were looking at me. with those new Nashes.
Chomp. FIH President Tyab has been appointed the IOC Olympic Solidarity Commission. Appointed to that. And of course, Mr. Dr. Batra wrote tremendous...
Sorry, can you say that again? Can you say that again for me, please, John? He's been what?
He's appointed to the IOC Olympic Solidarity Commission. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Congratulations. Jacket's back on there, though.
Mr. Dr. Batra wrote such a glowing reference for him recently to be appointed to that commission. And
I haven't seen any other uptake on that.
No. Everybody's just ignored it.
Again, he's obviously batshit crazy telling the truth over there for the first time in his entire
10 years of
hockey career. Just... What?
Maybe that's what.
Hang on. There's now still you're not listening to him.
That's right.
Brilliant.
The next bit is the self-incrimination.
Yes.
It's even better.
Yeah. He taught me how to do it.
The men's
clever bloke.
Hockey Junior World Cup in Malaysia. 100 days to go.
Good. They'll do it well there.
It'll be a good tournament.
Yeah. They'll do it well.
You'd like to go to something like that if you're under 21, wouldn't you? They'll have a good time.
I'd love to go there now, John.
For a hockey tournament.
Why does age matter?
Well, it does for the under 21s.
Oh, yeah, I won't be playing.
No, just going there, hanging out in bars.
What? No, that sounds seedy. Why'd you take it there?
Well, if it was in London, I said hanging out in pubs, you wouldn't say it was seedy.
Seedy?
Seedy.
Easy.
Yeah, it's the clackers again.
Anyway, what else? Any other news on there?
There's been an updated schedule for something. Oh, severe weather. Oh, that was ages ago. That was August. No, it's been a couple of weeks. No, that about sums it up. Oh, Netherlands won the Euros. Didn't they? They're both going to the Olympics.
Oh, yes, now. Both of them, yeah.
Men's and women's. Congratulations. Yeah.
You know what I think of that, John? Boom.
Well, as we know, the Euros is the peak hockey competition in the world, isn't it, Matt?
That's it. The only way is down.
Yeah, I mean, what, you know.
I mean.
That's all that matters in hockey.
The Dutch women haven't lost in 19 years or something like that. Any games, I think, something like that.
Oh, there is one more story.
Ava de Herder, she's 47 years old, top of a game still.
Is that right? I did want to mention because I got excited just for a little bit there when I read it.
Yep.
No stones left unturned to make FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup a success. And then I realised stones was spelt with a small case S,
right.
Not an uppercase S.
Yes. Okay.
I thought, that's it. Get the crowds there.
Ginger wine.
Mick, Keith and Ronnie.
Oh.
Out the front. Opening ceremony.
Yep. Right.
Maybe not playing Stray Cat Blues, but
nothing to do with the pyramids going on the side. That's not the stones unturned. No. Turned unturned. No.
Well, that's they unturned them. They decided not to do that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know which FIH competition's going on when, isn't it?
Just on a serious note for a minute, what is the measure of success for a hockey tournament? And that's a serious question to pose.
Well, you set your metrics, don't you? That's it.
So
each individual tournament will look and go, what do we want out of this? Do we want, look at how the Spanish, in particular in Valencia, they've looked at things like Pro League. It's about getting kids exposed to, so that's why games are at shit times of the day, because it suits getting the kids in there to go and fill the crowds and inspire those kids. That's their long-term plan for that sort of stuff. It's terrible watching a blue turf at 10 o'clock in the morning. Beautiful sunny day in Valencia.
Well, maybe that's their strategy.
They're paying for it. You've asked that question.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking to get out of it. It might be Hockey Australia. We want as many people as possible because we want to milk the Australian hockey public.
I'm talking specifically about tournaments where it would, of the format that forget about Pro League, of the format that the Men's Junior World Cup is, or any World Cup where you've got a 2-week window, or the way they always work, right?
Well, you want a smooth competition, you want a great, fair competition, you want exciting moments, you want stuff that you can use on social media and on your traditional media to spread word of the game. You want fans in to witness high quality hockey.
Would hockey expect a World Cup to be a money-making exercise?
Would the FIH or would hockey?
Okay, that's a better way to put it. Would the FIH?
Yes.
Okay. Would hockey?
No. No.
Why would they expect to make money out of that, but we wouldn't expect them?
Hockey clubs are not-for-profits in the main.
Probably.
Unless you've got a bigger commercial entity attached to it.
Or it's a members-owned club. How many privately owned hockey clubs are there that play in registered national leagues?
Who? What? No. Sorry, Maggie the podcast dog's just saying to me, oh, Georgians. Oh. No, they're members. Away, Maggie, away.
You know what? These are all questions that we leave to the future, Matt.
Mm. Certainly ponderable.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the idea that
anonymity.
Congratulations. Yeah. The idea that would a World Cup be successful if it was well attended and blah 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 and the hockey was great and that, but.
What a fantastic tournament we had. Some amazing hockey on display.
No record crowds. No one watched on streaming or television and it made a loss. Would that still be successful?
Depends if the funding was there to happily make that loss or not. Okay. It all comes down to the project, the tournament, whatever. This is one of the things, isn't it? Even at local level here, club to club, we're pulling in different directions with different goals for things, and not all are necessarily for the good of hockey and the growth of hockey. Growth. Well, this is another thing we've talked about a lot. Why do we need to grow?
Why do we need perpetual growth?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Fine. Be happy being the 17th biggest sport in any given country or the biggest sport. Whatever. Why do we need to grow?
Well, grow in...
Maintain.
You've essentially only lived in places that have strong hockey cultures in the main. England and Australia. So I understand the idea of grow the game in sort of an international respect, but the number of countries that to develop the same hockey cultures there that we've lived in. I get that as the idea of growth.
My Uber driver this evening said, you smell a bit spicy. I said, I've just had chicken tikka masala. I said, I've always loved Indian. First, used to go out to Indian restaurant, 7-8 years old, back in the UK, and blah, blah, blah. And we got on to cricket versus hockey. And he said, the problem is, you know, cricket, you can just pick up a bat and a tennis ball, and you just go and play anywhere. Hockey, you need a facility. There's a chance it's dangerous. You're going to get injured. Your parents don't like you're playing it.
All misconceptions.
There's no flat ground where you can go. I said, what about street hockey? What about street hockey? It doesn't happen. Like, I said, no, but there's no clubs either. So
you don't get the impetus to go, we can just bash it around in the street.
No.
Because you don't have that.
No, but mum and dad don't want you getting injured. He said, if I got caught playing hockey, they'd beat me. Not because they wanted to hurt me, just to make me know that I can't play hockey again, because otherwise I'll get hurt.
You know what? That's actually the perfect conditioning for a hockey player.
Yes.
Few whacks as a kiddie, toughen them up. That's a depressing story.
Wow, I'm sorry. It's true. It happened. Just on the way here this evening.
But those misconceptions about the game, it's dangerous. Well, you know what? There's lots of things kids do that are dangerous apart from playing hockey. And overall, hockey's not that bad. Is it really?
Mate, you are absolutely delusional.
Especially, no.
No, you are delusional. You're delusional because it is bloody dangerous.
Well,
I don't know why on God's earth, not that I'm a religious man, why would I encourage my two beautiful daughters to play this fucking stupid, dangerous game? Sticks flying, hamstrings popping, eyebrows cut open, fingers smashed. Toes broken.
What sort of mood are you in tonight?
Kneecaps crushed.
Okay, yeah, all of that.
Collarbones cracked.
Yeah.
Shoulders broken. Concussion. Blindness.
Blindness? That's after the game.
Lack of taste.
Lack of taste. You generally lack taste, my friend.
Have you pressed record?
Yeah, oh, the red light's
okay,
on.
Okay, good, good.
You didn't want to have to repeat that, did
no.
you?
No.
We could have led you there. Where did we start that?
Oh, just hockey, John. Just hockey.
But it's not... have you ever played cricket?
Very low level.
Okay.
Not takes up too much time.
Have you ever been hit in the head by a cricket ball? It's no more or less...
No, basketballs.
Even they hurt.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Talk about knees and ankles in basketball.
Okay, let's...
But I mean, the idea that hockey is
Should we do
somehow
that?
More intrinsically dangerous than any number of other sports is bullshit.
That bloody Serbian basketballer lost a kidney.
Yeah.
Playing the other day.
Yeah. Ever watched Aussie Rules football?
No. Football?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm trying to look after
Hey, mate, have you ever watched Aussie Rules football?
Football?
Oh, yeah, I like watching Aussie Rules football. It's one of my favourite games.
Gerald, we were at the back last week.
Oh, yeah.
Did you love it down? driving now.
Sometimes you get jumper punch, sometimes I go a little bit lower. And then we all talk like this.
No. That's a bit croaky.
Nah.
Got to look after us.
All right, you're right.
Sing tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, you got a gig, haven't you?
Yeah.
If you're in the area, you head to Billabong.
Yeah. On stage from 7, free pizza. Come down for the free pizza.
Yeah. No, you ordered 3 pizzas is what you've done. I heard you, I've told the list.
I ordered 15.
15?
Yeah.
Any gluten-free?
Big ones, yes.
How many?
I can't remember. Yes, there will be gluten-free options.
Good.
For gluten-freeers.
Still
vegetarian as well.
Do you still get some gluten-free beer down there?
Dunno.
Ginger beer is, certainly.
Yeah, the ginger beer's on. We asked for the spritzer as well. I'm not sure if that'll be on as well. For those that don't drink beer, there'll be a lovely spritzer for you.
Very nice.
That sound good? Are you coming down?
I don't know.
Come on. Come and let your hair down. Get away from hockey.
We've got to see.
Enjoy yourself.
We've got to see what happens. We've got sick family at home, but we've got to see what happens with the 50s boys. Tomorrow, whether I have to head back
down
to the club room. I know, yeah, but no, I don't know. There's stuff going on. It's finals weekend. All sorts of stuff can happen. I'm on call. I'm ground controlling first thing tomorrow morning. We've got 2 junior games to ground control.
Grand finals?
Prelims.
Oh, good luck to them.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Reverse Stick, the global hockey podcast. Do you reckon it's about time for a big announcement? Are we there or have we got more?
Have I got something suitable?
Oh, I've got something. Oh. Have you got one? Mystery.
Five. Yeah, I have, John, actually. It relates to... let me do the... background music that's suitable.
Professional as always, even after 300 episodes.
So, John, Matt's mystery file this week relates to the missing episode 301.
Ooh.
Of the Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast.
The missing episode.
Back in September 2023... The Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast, released its 300th episode. People loved it. It won awards.
Exceptional episode.
Great acclaim across not just the sporting world, but also the international media glitterati.
Global community.
Yeah. Hashtag LaHapa. Alas, that was the very last of the Reverse Stick, the Global Hockey Podcast, hashtag weekly podcast.
What?
I know. Some people didn't believe it, John. They laughed. Some clapped. Some cried. Don't have a crying.
That wasn't crying.
Sound effect. Some got the air horn going.
Don't get me started on the air horn.
Oh, here we go. And some just said, what? No more Mr. Dr. Patra, Mr. Dr. Patra, Mr. Dr. Patra,
Mr. Dr. Patra,
Mr. Dr. Patra,
Mr. Dr. Dr. Patra,
Mr. Dr. Patra, Mr. Dr. Patra.
I can get
Mr. Dr. Patra. Huh?
I can get the click.
Hey, folks. Hi, listeners.
We'll have to remix it.
No, we won't.
What? Mystery file, isn't it still going?
No, that's it. That is the mystery. Episode 301 didn't appear, John, because there won't be one. This is the very last episode. This last episode.
That was a bit confusing.
Yes. good. Good. I'm glad it's bloody confusing. Start listening, folks. Because nobody's listened to us so far, John. 300. What? I don't know. I can't even tell you when we did our first episode. Well, I can tell you because I'm going to go to my podcast feed.
Okay.
And tell you when we did our first episode of this.
It was a while ago.
300 episodes.
Nearly weekly.
Yeah, no, we are, this is it.
It only dropped off in the last 6 months.
Okay.
In the weekly stakes.
Yes, because we were going to do it last weekend, and we'd already decided it was going to be our last show. So we went, oh, fuck it, we'll just wait another week. Stuff them, they can wait.
Yeah.
We did send a show out for our Patreon subscribers because they actually care. They're the ones that put money into the show. The rest of you freeloaders out there, you're the ones that have driven us to ending this show. Just like a dollar a week from all of you, all the free content, the laughs, the joy, the love of hockey that we brought to you over three... Not a dollar. Not even a fucking Facebook like of some people. I'm not bitter,
John. Are you being
John.
Grateful?
I'm not. No, ungrateful. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter.
No, you are.
I am.
Yeah,
really,
you are.
I'm really quite bitter about this, John.
I'm not. I think we've had a good ride in that regard. Thank you very much to our patrons, by the way.
I'm absolutely joking, of course. Our Patreon support has just been incredible, John. For the fact that people would stump up their hard-earned cash.
Absolutely.
To support, and there was different reasons for people supporting us. Some different reasons. Some of it not because they enjoyed what we did, but they enjoyed the fact that we're here doing it.
That's true.
And that we're supporting other
independent
hockey projects that are happening. You know, we've slacked off. The reasons behind why the weekly show will cease from here on in is that we don't feel as though we've been able to provide enough time to produce enough quality content, tee up interviews, do things properly as we'd like to.
Well, for a while. It's probably no longer fair to ask people to give us money for what we do. That's part of the reason, in my mind. Like, for the patrons, we've stopped the patrons, so thank you, blessedly all.
But we do have a new $1 US dollar a month Patreon category to keep up with what we might do in the future.
Yeah,
but
we'll get to that.
I'm just taking the opportunity, John.
We're going to talk about
squeaky.
And all of the money we have received, we've sort of invested back into
alcohol, drugs. Sex workers.
I was trying to find the right term. Is that the right term?
Equipment.
Mainly equipment.
Internet fees.
We have to
internet fees,
bid on electricity, things like that.
Yeah. Ubers to get here and back again.
Domain hosting.
Yeah.
Things like that. But in a funny way, I'd like to say because we've just withdrawn the last of that money out of our Patreon account. And I'd like to share with listeners what I'm spending that money on.
Oh, charity? Hockey Foundation? Is it going to the Hockey Foundation?
Oh, close. It's funny how hockey gives and hockey taketh away. Now, as you know, Matt, it's our grand final tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I've got a gig on. And it's at a place that doesn't serve food. So I am using the Patreon money to pay for pizzas for all the people that come along, because it's going to be all the guys from the hockey team.
It's not all the money, though, is it?
Hey?
It's not all the money.
It's a vast proportion of it.
All right.
Yeah. And so all those the greater
and the pizza the pizza company
is owned
by a hockey family.
Yeah. So hockey's the winner all the way around with your contributions, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
And if you're around, come on down and have some pizza.
I mean, that's unlikely.
72 McCoy Street. Myrie.
A, 72A.
So 72A, yeah. I think you'll be able to hear it.
I was looking at the date of the first show anyway, wasn't I? I've got a long way back to scroll. I was thinking about playing a game, doing a stick it to John against you.
You were going to stick it to me.
But, do like a random bingo. The Reverse Stick Podcast, number one, 23rd of June, 2017.
Oh, wow. Where are we at?
23rd, so that's 6 years, isn't it?
Just over.
17 to 18, to 19, to 20, to 21, 22, 23, 6 years.
Yeah, and a bit.
I mean, that's 10% of your life, isn't it?
What is it of yours?
Less.
It's not quite 6%.
That'd be 10% of yours.
10%, not quite.
Eh?
No, I'm under.
You'd round it up. You're that close.
I'd be under.
Just round it up. 10% of your life doing this podcast. podcast.
Well, what did yours is what? Yours would be a high percentage.
Mate, I'm not a fucking mathematician. I was thinking of doing, we were very professional in the early days, some really good stuff.
And we were going out like every Thursday at a certain time.
I was thinking of doing like a bingo of some sort, and I'd pick 25 random episodes, and we'd pick it up. An hour into the show, and you'd have to say, drunk or not drunk. Yeah.
Do you want to try?
Well, all right, 29th of November 2017. This should come through.
Let's have a
bits of kit.
It's going to be great, and don't forget.
Christian Payton from the Namaqualand Daisies in the opening round of the PHL. So hopefully those of you that are on Instagram saw our stories come up over the weekend and you enjoyed a little bit of that inside content. Thanks so much to Christian. And like Torren said, a cracking goal to get the win in their second game. It was a little bit wet at the tournament.
I'm very excited, aren't I?
Everyone seems to be having a lot of fun. So you can follow on Twitter at @SA_PHL. You'll find them on Facebook as well, and that'll give you the links then to the different teams. Of course, for us, it's Go the Daisies.
It is indeed. Dream team, we've got to plug that big
time. Oh, just before we go on to that, just one more bit of feedback, and this is, I'm going to give a little round of applause here to
for sound effects.
Daniel Hayes from the.
See you, Daniel.
Bye, Daniel. What was that? It was 25. All right.
Early in the career.
Or World Cup dailies, they're popping up. Let's go to 59. The hockey world turns green, but the queen retains her crown. This is, see, you even worked on the. The old theme tune.
No, these are all. They're all sober.
Well, let's just turn that up a little bit.
The World Cup Daily one.
Oh, this is that was the World Cup Daily, and then this is you were playing around saying, "Oh no, I've pressed."
Maybe it was drunk.
This week on the reverse stick.
Ooh, possibly. I'm going to go back 10 minutes left.
It'll fit 70,000 people, but no term will travel there.
No, you're okay, so but
why couldn't Ireland have played games at, as someone suggested? I think it might even...
In Glasgow. They could have played them in
they
Glasgow.
They could have played them at Lee Valley.
Sober, that's a daytime record, that one, John.
You've got to go towards the end of each of them to really...
No, that was right at the end on that one. We've got World Cup dailies, lots of World Cup dailies. We'll skip through those. Push Past Pundits, the first one, that's up on there. Remember that?
Yes,
that was good.
I
used to enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jimmy, Jaspreet in particular, Mahir, Harpreet.
Yep.
Some great collaboration and support from those guys over the journey. Also, other hockey media folks. Findo in Ireland, what a champion. Not only a Patreon, but Jade at Hockey World News.
He actually printed
some of the stuff he wrote. Did he ever read it? Did anybody ever read it? Episode 77. All right, well, let's skip through, John. We're going to go. It's pretty short.
Week on the reverse. Now about people buying property and
sober.
You know how much you can trust about what you read on social media.
We're
going
to find
people
who
are prepared to put those statements out there in the public
tomorrow. Okay, I think that's a boring game.
We'd
have to find specific parts of bits.
Shuby, when he joined us, Andrew Wilson joins us as co-host this week as Spain's.
That's a World Cup, darling.
Totally Pro League, that was.
Oh, Totally Pro League. They were all sober.
Ever been to a game in China? Ernest Lee is with Teo McLeod in Teo's given us some good support and gave us some good audio over the time as well.
El Capitan?
Capitan.
Are we going to release that as a single?
Yeah, then we'll get the remix. Tyron, of course, still going strong with Hockey the Podcast.
Yes. Great support.
Our man in South Africa.
Keely.
Well, Keely's on a global tour, UK tour at the moment, with her umpiring showcase. Amazing.
Should we think about
it? Love it. Yes, let's go on tour.
No, can we promote that?
No, we
could be her agent in Australia.
Let's have a comeback tour. A lot of Totally Pro
Don't
League. Don't
release it now. Couple of weeks. I think... This game might have run.
I'll do one more. 107.
Okay.
Olympic bursts on the line in Antwerp. Oh. It's interesting. It's picking it up 28 minutes into that show. So I obviously listened back to 28 minutes.
I went, oh, my God.
And then just ditched it.
Oh, this is promising then.
I'll fade her up.
Instead of the drop ball that you get in soccer, we get the bully, but it's just the one tap. Well, the traditional start to a game and the half-time restart was always the bully.
Who
were
we interviewing?
It wasn't just the one tap, it was three taps. And so many years ago, you would say hockey one, tap, hockey two, tap, hockey three, and then you'd go for the ball. Do you think it's something that has got a place in the modern day?
I've seen a lot of people just in a hurry just give up the ball. I've seen a lot of people that fighting for the ball and just people
are talking about,
saying, okay, what are you doing? So
okay, World 11.
No, I know, no.
The TRS World 11.
Good boy. Oh, well.
We'll put you down as a mate.
Put you down as a maybe.
Of course, bring back the bully.
Oh.
Have they done it yet?
No. Bastards.
Yeah. Total bastards.
You know what else?
Bloody bastards.
Quarters.
Ah.
Bastards.
Jack it up them. No, I'm really...
Hockey fives.
Within 6 years, our game has been ruined.
Is there some causal effect going on here?
Hey, FIH, can we have those 2021 accounts? Ba-dum-dum-tsh.
Ah. But it's been a good journey.
Bastards. Yes.
I've met so many great people.
Well, that's the thing. I wrote a little thing down here for highlights, John.
Yeah.
I know. The first one was Mr. Dr. Batra. I mean, what a delight he's been throughout our journey.
He has supported us the whole way through.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about this? Oh, no, it's okay. It's all right. It's all good.
The content he has provided has been unparalleled.
And that's the thing, folks. Get together. I know there's a couple of the hockey family, Talk Hockey Radio, Simon and Fraser are on that at the moment. Let's get more shows happening. We're going to go away for a bit. Go and talk some rubbish with a friend yourself and shit on the system.
Well, that's not what the intention was.
Yes, that's what we're subverters, John.
Well, we've become...
We're anarchists. We don't play by the rules.
You're just reminding me of Rick Mayall's character in The Young Ones at the moment. What was his name?
Channeling before. Rick.
Rick, that's right. This is surprising.
No, Vivian.
Vivian was the punk, was the Motorhead type.
Yes, yeah.
Adrian Edmondson was his real name.
Yeah.
But he was Vivian in the show. And Rick was Rick.
Wick. Didn't he have a little speech impediment?
Yeah, probably a little bit. I know he liked Cliff Richard. He was also an anarchist, like you.
Uh-huh. And also, looked very much like Cliff Richard.
Well.
Got myself a cry.
No, we're not having any of that. We've got more of your singing coming up. Don't worry. So to all of the people that supported us for the last 300 episodes, thank you very much, sincerely. For the time you put into even just listening to us, I'm now getting sad. I might tear up, Matt.
Yeah, but that's right.
Because it's like the end of an era.
That's fine.
For us.
We've spent a lot of time together. Like often more time than we have with our own partners.
Has Mrs. Allen figured out that this means that you'll now have more time at home? Oh, she has?
Yeah, she has.
Okay.
And
got the list yet?
No, I'm just looking at the feed. I'm reading Scott Edwards. Congratulations, lads, on making it to episode 250 of the podcast. There's a highlight for me, those amazing Preston Hockey Club shirts that were sent
out. Oh, yes.
Roberts, with the 250.
Well, you know what we've forgotten about? I love those.
And I've always loved the Chertsey Thames Valley stuff that Tansy sent through. Oh, I've got some audio actually
and the whiskey
from Tans.
That's been really good, Tans.
He's been an absolute champion.
Yeah.
In supporting us, but also supporting our drinking habits as well, very generously at times. Here we go. Is this it here?
Hi guys, it's Tans. I wanted to congratulate you both on reaching the 300th show milestone with the TRS podcast. bringing back the bullies since 2017. Weekends just won't be the same without you. Hashtag glow ho po. Hashtag bring back the reverse stick.
Oh,
very sweet.
You never know.
If you need to talk to Hans, give us a call. you can contact Lifeline on 1300.
I don't think we should necessarily take the piss out of that.
No. Okay. Serious. Like, Tan sounded upset. And I understand that some people may be upset about us not being around going forwards.
No, that's just how people who spent their life trapped underwater in a steel can talk sometimes. Remember, I play with some submariners.
Yes, you do. And you often
do it. I love your work too, Tansy. I love your work.
And you often take the hockey field together as well, don't you?
Yes. Oh, you boom, know, boom. You know what I thank mean. You.
Oh,
yes.
Boom, boom. Is it? Oh.
I was supposed to machine,
yeah, thank you, Tans. Thank you. So we did our little, we announced this on Patreon last week and on the feed on there and let people know. And also, Bagshaw, TRS World 11 member, he sent an email. Am I going to read emails out?
Or, if you like.
We might as well.
They're nice.
I mean, it's no rush for us to have a quick show, is there? This could be 3 hours long. Yeah. Tough luck.
Just could keep rambling on for hours.
Shall we do the longest show ever?
The longest show. We should.
Look, we've got, let's give it another hour and 10 minutes.
What we should do is get a generator and just power ourselves all the way through the grand final tomorrow.
What, snoring and all? Yeah, now you could just sit up and do the ASMR.
Yeah.
Mandy would love that.
Mm.
What am I looking for? Rob. Baggies, here we go. Baggies wrote, good to hear about you guys taking a break after episode 300, but appreciate all the shit you have sent our way over the past few years and the effort entailed. That's why I want to read this.
Well, that's the most honest review of our content I've heard.
My ears will undoubtedly go into withdrawal soon. Sorry, I should do this with his authentic Scots accent.
Oh, here we go.
My ears will undoubtedly go into withdrawal soon, and I'll have to find new and exciting ways to fill them during my commute away game trips. I'll also have to find something else that's equally shambolic to World Hockey Administration to get enraged about on a weekly basis. I will probably start some recreational drug habit or something, to be honest.
Oh, don't do that.
All the best. Deepest thanks from Scotland. Baggy, hashtag bring back the reverse stick.
Oh, yeah, it started. The movement has started.
P.S. One of your undoubted highlights for me being Matt versus John shootout shuffle shenanigans that Matt clearly won. We'll enjoy reminiscing once episode 300 comes out. What?
Matt did not call. Matt cheated. Smithy cheated. Cheat.
It just did not happen. I beat you. Yes, it's on tape, and I beat you fair and square.
No, Smithy admitting he cheated.
No. Smithy lying. Lying. I hate liars, John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I hate liars who put things on cards in finals and say, this player played this game but got a yellow card. And then when you query whether that player is registered to play or not, they say, oh no, he couldn't have played because he was at work. We know because we've got a work schedule, so he must have been at work. Despite the fact that player was well known to a player in another team, in an NA team that used to teach him.
That might have known him for half a decade.
Yes. Yeah. But that's okay. That's all right. You know, it's apparently it's fine to play unregistered players.
Is it?
In finals. In fact, don't worry about filling out cards because you might as well put Bill Smith on every single name down there.
It won't make a jolly difference. I must admit, I'm a bit distressed because, hey, we might as well go out with one big...
What do you mean go out?
Savage bang.
Are we finishing?
Not yet. Oh, but, okay. You know, like, I wasn't going to bring this up because I know you may be slightly compromised.
I am compromised, John.
I could talk about this. But... I don't know.
I've got some great content.
Do you reckon the people at Hockey WA would know what a statutory declaration is, Matt?
Or any state or national hockey association?
Well, no, I'm any, just a hypothetical. Do you think any hypothetical hockey association may or may not know what a statutory declaration is?
Well, you'd hope they would, wouldn't you, John?
Yeah. Now, I don't know about other people, but, you know, do you reckon in some jurisdictions like the one we live in,
or anywhere across Australia.
Yeah, that signing a false statutory declaration is actually considered perjury and offers up to jail time.
Oh, you'd be a fool to do it, wouldn't you? You, like, if it wasn't true, you wouldn't write it and get it witnessed.
Well, wouldn't you think that there'd be ramifications? Wouldn't you think there'd be ramifications for people who signed a false declaration as such? And you would have to seek some court action against them.
Well, you can go to jail for 4 years for lying in the
statutory declaration, yeah, that one.
Anonymity.
Exactly.
Yes. Squeaky chair.
So you'd want to be careful when you ignore the evidence provided by a statutory declaration, wouldn't you? I mean, you couldn't just dismiss it out of hand.
Well, you'd brush it off. If you had something contradictory, which was just like an email from somebody else, then you'd say that would be conflicting evidence and it's like for like and...
No, hang on a sec.
I'm just talking hypothetically with this sort of thing.
So what
you'd
happens
have to
if
look
you
at
lie
it as
an
association
email?
Or whatever? What?
What happens if you lie?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can say what the fuck you like in an email, can't you? Just like you can make up whatever roster you want as well.
Okay.
I mean, hypothetically, with all this sort of stuff. It's very hypothetical.
It's very hypothetical. Mm. Yeah, I wonder...
The intern was umpiring at the club over the weekend.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
How'd he go?
Very upset that I suggested on Patreon that we've got him lined up a new internship at hockey...
Was he?
At a state hockey association.
Why was he upset about that? I would have thought he would have relished the chance to be within the inner sanctum.
He approached me. I was marking the lines at the time.
For your games that didn't happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. He said, you can get a robot for that. They only cost about $2,500. And I went, no, they don't. $22,500.
Yeah. Have you been working at a hockey club aligned to a private school for too long? Sorry. Sorry, intern. Mm. Low blow, but I had to take it. It was there.
We've had some good guests, though. We've had some good proper guests along the way, and we've had some good, like, in-the-studio guests as well.
Yeah. No, it's been fun. Yeah. The whole journey's been great.
The auditor's been in.
It would have been able to...
We converted him to be a patron.
Yeah, it would have been great to have tried to maintain what our original intentions were.
Yeah.
But it just...
Well, we hoped at one stage we might sort of take off a bit. We had that meeting with... Danny at the FIH, didn't we? And we put our backdrop up behind us for the video call.
We've only used it once, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, probably. It's still there. It's hanging in the corner here.
Hey, don't forget, turn around as well.
I can see the
commentators.
The commentators from Fiscally Responsible
Pro
League.
They've come down tonight.
Hockey Dice at its greatest.
Yeah. Hockey Dice, what a fan. You know,
over COVID, we were doing it 1 hour plus YouTube. Go to our YouTube at the Reverse Stick to reminisce. No, it was on Facebook, wasn't it? Yeah,
I don't know.
Most of them have been taken down now because of illegal music
in them. Yeah, that's right. I can't remember what the song was. Oh, they did take one down because I'd used illegal music, which it was, but there wasn't that song that I'd illegally used. Mm. It was a different song. But anyway, same artist, different song.
We challenged it, didn't we? We went all the way to the High Court and we won.
No, they took it.
$25 million payout.
Which is why we're not doing this show.
It just comes through today, folks. Thanks very much.
It's
been a blast.
Yep.
I'm taking up golf. You bowls, is that right?
No,
or sailing?
No. None of that stuff.
Or your knees.
Oh, what?
You
know what else has been good? What else have we done that was much fun? Everything.
Do you know what I loved? I loved
talking to so many different people.
Well,
that was great.
Yeah.
And different hockey people.
Good hockey people at all sorts of levels of the game. Some insightful stuff. Some same old boring crap interview that you're going to have with anybody who's playing sport.
Hang on.
What? No?
No, we didn't do that.
No.
We don't do boring.
You know what I love? The thing I love most, heartfelt, and I mentioned this to patrons the other day. It's been a big year with loss in family and things. And my biggest fan was always my dad, Morris, and he'd get people to listen to the show at the bar in the local Royal British Legion Club. And when I went back there, they'd be like, far out, your podcast, your old man would make us listen to it. At the bar, listen to this. Have a listen to this bit. This is a funny bit. Have a listen to this. And to be living on the other side of the world and not speak every week, but to know that he was listening in was very special for me. Really special. And, even more so when he passed and I went back and heard more of, far out, your fucking podcast. It's good to have an impact.
Oh, yes.
Squeaky chair.
Has been nice.
So that's been, that's been lovely for
before
me.
We talk about the future, I would like to play you something, mate. Remember this?
Today is gonna be the day that you're gonna go score a goal. By now you should have somehow realized he'll make you a fool. I don't believe that anybody feels the net the way you do now. Facts take a run and a jank, the eyes in your head light up. I'm sure you thought you're gonna score, but he's always gonna keep it out. I don't believe that anybody feels the net the way you do now. And all the shots we took that day were lightning. And all the saves he made that day were blinding. There are many things that I have seen this goalie do, but I don't know how. Because Davey, you're gonna make the save. And after all, goal-scoring drought.
That was a bit of a stretch,
but yeah. You should have somehow realized he would keep it out.
Yeah,
I don't believe that anybody feels the net the way that you do now.
It's quite sycophantic, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good, though.
And all the shots we took that day were lightning.
That's a good
day. Yeah.
Get the EQ right on that. Be all right.
Have you played this in a gig yet?
No.
Sure. Things that I have seen this goalie do, but I don't know how. I said, Davey, you're gonna make a save. And after all,
Do I do a Davey?
I said, Davey.
Yeah.
You're gonna make a
Savey.
And after all,
how indulgent of us.
You always say the ball. I said, Davey.
Oh, tremendous stuff there.
Think about highlights.
Did you notice the way that I managed to mimic Liam's auto-tuning without actually having to use auto-tune?
Yes, it's amazing.
Anyway. This should be the theme to the Davey Hart documentary, like at the end is the credits.
Done professionally, but
Well done. Yeah, done professionally. I reckon Robbie should sing that.
Williams.
Robbie Williams singing it. Yeah. Well, wasn't that a memory?
Yeah, that was a memory. I've got another memory to bring up, but we'll just play this in the back because it's nice. Oh, yeah. We've had some good Stick It to John's.
Oh, yes.
Tyron. We had a good one with Tyron. Yeah, all of them were good.
Okay.
The only problem with them was that I was making the rules up. I only just kind of thought I'll make the rules up now. And then...
During the middle of the game.
Oh, well, no, often. During the middle of the game. A flaw was found very early on. So maybe, you know, maybe for a future podcast career, or for those youngsters out there, learn from that.
Work your game out first. You were just following the model laid down by the FIA.
Yes. Yes.
Come up with an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Just start doing it. Figure the rest of the shit out later.
That's right. Regardless of whether it's been done before.
Or whether it's a good idea or not.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. This is some of your better production work.
This is pretty good.
Don't mind this. So I could see myself up there squealing out that solo.
That's right. You've got to stick it to John.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah,
took about 3 days, I reckon. That's when I wasn't working.
You're just sitting there going.
That's when I wasn't working quite. That's when I wasn't working quite as hard. I had a little bit more time in the day.
How long did it take you to come up with a loop?
It's bloody Apple. What's it? GarageBand, isn't it?
So it took you It took you 2 9/10 of a day to find the little bits of music you wanted.
I don't know. I'm just a musical genius. No. Look, it genuinely took me about 25 minutes.
Yeah. After 2 9/10 of a day.
Other highlights. I'll write something down here. Us being legitimized by having press passes for FIH press passes for Pro League at Perth Hockey Stadium. And
not only that, I believe the only independent press to ever attend a press conference for the FIH Pro League.
We were in the mix zone. We interviewed Mark Hagar, Colin Batch, Mariah Williams, Adam Dixon, Zalewski.
Yes.
And that was probably it. Rosie Malone. No. It's on our YouTube anyway. Yeah. We'll have to go back and have a look.
Mind ourselves.
We were the only people interviewing in the mix zone, weren't we? The two of us. They were like, Ben, who was in charge of media, Hockey Australia then, took us down into the bowels of... There's the press stuff or whatever.
Oh, look, just say be something nice to them.
But I actually was chatting I was chatting with... Freo played against Wasps the other day, and I was chatting with Trent and Joel Mittens' mum and dad with Ash Morrison, because Ash had done the commentary.
I've got my photo taken. Yeah, one of the Mitten boys we spoke, because I got my photo taken with him, remember?
No, you were interviewing Blake Govers on field. I was interviewing Trent Mitten.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then, so Trent came and sat down after the game, and Ash says, this is Matt. And I said, I've interviewed you on... He said, I remember. I don't know if you remembered or not. But, I remember. Because that was one of my profile pictures for a while. There with the Tascam recorder.
Little reverse stick shirt.
Reverse stick shirt. So I nearly wore it tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We'll have to start wearing them out more often now that
we can. We can. They're retro.
They'll be collector's items. Well, there's only two of them, so good luck with that.
And then the other thing was when the Russians were here for the Olympic qualifiers.
Oh, yes.
And you were wearing your Russian hat.
Yeah.
And sent to me by Keely the other day. Oh, this is timely or so. There was something or other. Yeah. We've got a Russia sign, love Russia sign. It was me, you, and a lad called
Pete. Before there was all the kerfuffle.
Yes. We got given badges by the smoking Russian... translator/assistant coach
I thought he was going to turn around and say, are you interested in some property in Moscow?
But you did scare all the Russian girls off when
I did. They, yeah.
Trying to get a photo next
to them.
That was
before I had my new teeth.
Yeah, that was fun. No, but the legitimisation of us as media.
Media.
That was all right.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
We were acknowledged.
In fact, I asked to go through to one area to a young lad called Jared, who's a technical official. And he went, oh, you can go that way. But are you sure you're supposed to be going that way, Matty Allen? No trust.
Have been some highlights. No, it's been good. Enjoyed it. So let's talk about the future, Matt.
Nah, let's. I'm looking at the wall here, John. Here in the CBC.
Yeah.
We've got a Polski, Zvazek, Hokej na Trawie, pennant.
Yeah.
On our board, we've got At the Hockey Live. That was a good idea. But, yeah. You know, nobody's interested to support that. So we've got score.com. We've got hashtag TRS World 11. We've got the Hockey Family. We've got Push Past Pundits, Fiscally. Because you kept saying financially when we were recording.
Fiscally
that.
Responsible.
We got Global Hockey Radio Hockey Podcast Awards. That's all the podcast related stuff. Years that stuff's been written on there. Years.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then we've got the puppets from the commentary team.
Well, we've got several premiership medallions hanging up. Yeah, we've got my under 17B premiership pen.
Yeah, I know. We've talked through all that. Everyone's heard that before.
Look, there's, the old grey there's a photo sticks. Of all of us in 2018 with our premiership.
We've got the little medals. We've got the little badges that we use for the hockey dice for the fiscally responsible pro league.
We've got the dice that we used. There's some memorabilia. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should auction that off. Should we go to eBay?
If you would like to purchase any of this memorabilia,
we've got a can that says IFHPA beer.
The last remaining one.
The only one.
The first one. Now, Matt, I'm determined to push ahead with the future here because you did allude to the fact a little bit earlier on that we still have the Patreon open if you'd like to give us a dollar a month.
Yeah.
Look, we're not entirely going away forever. It's just the end of the weekly hockey podcast.
Yeah, which we've failed you with miserably for a number of months now. Not too bad, but not the consistency we'd like. Anyway.
We will pop up occasionally.
Well, maybe there's a tournament. There might be something. So the feed will be open. Don't delete from your podcast apps the reverse stick. It will just be the feed will be quieter. And,
you know, they might bring back the bully.
Oh.
Which we would say, we'd have a party.
Well, we'd have to start the show again then, even though we said we'd
stop. To get rid of the buddy.
You know, even though we said we'd stop the show
we'd start it up again.
If they start,
Well, we're actually laying at the FYH's door. Bring back the bully and we'll provide you with some content.
What could we have done, John, with some proper support from the FYH? Because we've seen what they've done in-house and it's a load of bull
crap.
Bull crap. Yeah, it's bull crap, John.
Hockey administration is sadly lacking at many levels, Matt. I think when organisations can't even follow the rules they set down, if you can't stand for your own rules, you can't stand for anything else. And I think consistently over a long period of time, hockey officialdom just turns a blind eye to things that should be, you know, held in high regard, such as qualifying for finals. That would be a good one.
Well, yeah, just the basic stuff. Do the simple stuff well.
See, the thing about most hockey associations, what they don't realise is that their main job is to organise hockey competitions. And if you can't do that properly, then none of the other bullshit matters. And sadly, too many of them struggle with some of the basics of just organising a hockey season. Wouldn't you...
I really can't say, John.
Can I say?
Yeah, you can say, mate. You can say what you want.
Fixturing for preliminary.
I've got to change things from the inside, John. You know what I mean? That's the future.
You say nothing. So I'll say things like, fixturing for finals should be set well in advance and shouldn't be still up in the air 24 hours before a game commences.
I'm actually not looking at John, so he's getting no reaction from me whatsoever.
No, he's not. Things like that, issues like that, that just make you scratch your head.
Don't look at me when you're talking. Look at the bookcase and speak to the audience.
Their books.
Because you want a reaction from me. I'm not giving you a reaction.
I just think that some of the stuff that goes on with, you know, the organisation of major masters tournaments, for instance, is just a joke. If that's the way things happen in the hockey world, then no wonder we're a dying sport. No wonder the FIH is so keen to get into all these other areas where they think they can infiltrate. And, you know, let's face it, it's all about generating Olympic money, isn't it? It's all about getting more people in, which we've crapped on about for a long time. The FIH has
It ain't changing because Tyab's in there now. And that's exactly the position he's held, close to the IOC.
Which board's he on?
Olympic Solidarity.
The Solidarity Commission.
Yeah, but he's been heavily involved in that for some time.
Of course.
Promoting hockey's benefits. Yeah. The way that we...
Promoting whose benefits?
His benefits.
Yeah. Only according to what Mr. Dr. Batra said, of course.
Suddenly a very trustworthy man.
Suddenly not, apparently.
Lalit Flowers, though.
It's so fresh.
Can I keep going? I'm going to have a little light moment for a second, John.
Okay.
Before we continue. Did you know, when we started our Patreon in 2019, 4 years ago, it's over four and a half years ago, and we've had continuous support since then from some of our Patreons.
That's fantastic.
Now, should I do a roll call of all current Patreons or all Patreons?
All of them.
From the very start, Taya McLeod, Rob McGregor, John Dybel, Tansy Lee, Keely Dunn, John O'Shea.
It wasn't John our first.
No, but very, very close.
Yeah.
But certainly our most generous over the time.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Oh, incredible. John did send me a message apologising the other day, not being in touch for a while. But two bubs now.
Yeah.
A busy daddy.
So would be perfect to listen to while you're changing nappies.
Keep on giving it away, John. But no more kids. Not in that sense. Baggy, Bagshaw. Well, both of those lads, TRS World 11 members. Very important members of that very high-profile squad. Imagine, we had some fun with that, didn't we? Imagine, speaking to people all over the world. People applying from all over the world to be a sponsored TRS World 11 member, and we were going to send them the merchandise, weren't we, John?
See, they could have been the formation of the Hutt River Province's first ever Olympic hockey team.
They could, but it was doomed from the start. Because we promised to send them stuff.
And you didn't do it?
No. And we didn't quite get around to it. It was quite a protracted process trying to get people for the interviews for that, wasn't it? It was like one every two or three weeks at times. And then sometimes we could get two, you know, a consecutive.
If we could have offered them money, we could have probably done it in a quicker time.
But that was kind of the joke, wasn't it?
Yeah. Anyway.
You can put down on your profile that you're a sponsored player.
World 11 player.
But that was a lot of fun. And, you know, the foundation. Hey, well, Cat Chewer. Down under, over east. Robin Swindon in East Anglia, an East theme. Gregor Fisher from Poland. He ducked out, but, always appreciated his support there. Jared Ivanovich. I haven't heard from Jared for a while. Maybe he's over here for the Masters.
Could be.
Playing with the ACT. That would be amazing to catch up.
I'll bump into you.
Come and see us at Freo Coburn Hockey Club, Jared. FA Jump Eyes with Keely. Scott Edwards. Been very quiet, Scott, since departing from Tasmania. But we are now.
Oh, like, Tigers.
Well, like,
we're
Tigers
board,
go Tigers. Yeah. You know, that's well, considering our men's ones team makes up a third of the Tassie Tigers hockey one side this year. Why not? I got the gear.
Yeah.
I got one of Gobby's shirts. I've swapped it for a Ruhrband.
Wow. Good.
Very smart move. And a supporter early on, and he messaged me and he said, thanks so much. Enjoy the show. I've stopped sponsoring because I only ever intended to give this amount of money to support you with what you're doing. Brilliant. Gavin Lee. I've skipped the neighbours, the Irish connection, Rob Abbott.
Oh, yes.
And Vindo.
Big supporters.
I don't know why I bother sending a package to both of them. We could send it to one and they just throw it over. I think I might have done that at one stage, maybe with the hockey dice.
When you get this, can you just chuck it over
the fence? Give that to Rob for me. But amazing. Two blokes in Ireland.
Yeah.
Findo did message me. He said, he said he'd miss our irreverence and bullshit. Well,
that's a kind name.
Ron in the States.
Yep.
Incredible to reach that far. Tim Smith. Jay for a while there at Hockey World News. Some bloke called Ben Rennie. Terrible goalkeeper. Apparently his club side didn't even make fucking finals this year.
Really?
Yeah. Why am I swearing so much? Who cares?
Yeah, it had something a lot to do with the management. I mean, they were never happy with the venue.
Report me. And of course,
Christopher. Oh!
Little Lockie Hall. Yeah, Lockie. He's a terrier.
Lockie, bless him.
Dave in Singapore.
Yep.
The auditor. The
auditor.
Yeah. Hutchie, the intern. Andre. Tansy's back. He's signed up for the $1 the basic package. So, but we're actually gaining. But patrons, please do go and cancel your
if you haven't already.
I put it all on hold, but I won't do it forever. If you're stupid enough to keep it running, I'll take your money.
Hey, well, folks. Now, before we do go,
are we going? Yeah, we'll see. Nah, that's not right. So what are we at?
I was going to run.
We're going over 2 hours, John. That's what we're doing.
I was going to. Oh yeah, we. No, because we had a couple of breaks. We've got, oh no.
Editing?
Yeah, I've got two edits written down. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's one thing I'm proud of. One thing I'm
proud of. That's how far our standards are slipping.
Well, you say standards, but I like that we're comfortable that,
we'll just put it up.
Well, look, we did have issues at times going way back.
And then
where you were left to edit a show. And then deleted everything.
And there
was no show.
I've got...
We've also had instances where we've recorded 45 minutes and realised that the record button's on green, not on red.
I've got all the books. Like, I've got a book here. Every week. I write down.
What episode number?
It starts up with, like, we've got 60 and 70 edits. And by the time we get to about 100... Edits start dropping out of the equation entirely. there's just nothing written in the edit column. Let's see.
Well, we realise we're not getting any extra nothing, listeners.
One. Sweet. Nothing. Nothing. One. Nothing. 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 Two. One. Nothing. Nothing. One. Usually when you go for a wee after... to put an edit in.
Me? Yeah. It's not just me, you do as well.
Well, the last one. Oh, that's 1 hour 39. I've got to change that. Not 1 minute 39. Okay, future. Because we've got some content.
Here we go.
We've got some content. That's more like the standard we're used to. We've got some content ideas. For the future, Matt, we've been talking about. We mentioned on... We mentioned on our Patreon post recently, looking to the future, the Reverse Stick is hoping to offer a new range of sporting entertainment. So we've had this idea boiling in our heads about doing some sort of sitcom-y type radio show thingy.
Yeah. Scripted.
Scripted.
Yeah.
Based.
Which, in fact, if you go back to listen to episode like 3 and 4, which was, I was pretty much reading.
Oh, you were scripted. Yeah.
Were
reading.
Yeah.
We're thinking about going back and doing this scripted program about a hockey club. It would be based in a hockey club. And it would partly be based on real life experience, partly based on just made up bullshit.
But the trials and tribulations, everyday life. 99% based on real life.
Yes. Just some things.
Honestly,
that might
folks,
be
you
based.
Won't believe this.
Very loosely. Very, very loosely. In fact, so loose it's probably not even based on anything you might think it's based on.
No, because otherwise that wouldn't be funny, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
No, it would just be frustrating. And, yes.
So, anyway, Matt, you were telling me a story before that I'd like you to relay, because it's a very funny hockey story, but it relates to the real life. And, of course, it wasn't a real story.
No, it was just a hypothetical.
That we could potentially include in the program. And I thought to give you all a bit of a taste of the sort of totally hypothetical, made up sort of stuff we'd be doing. We were just riffing on some ideas before the show today about how we could see this movie in the future. And I said,
were we? We were. Okay. Why am I in this squeaky chair?
Because you chose it. Imagine, say if you were like the leading player, not necessarily the best player, but like the player in the team that kept it all together for your side and just made sure everything was working, and you'd had a hugely successful season where you maybe only lost one game. Maybe the last game of the season. It's all hypothetical.
Yeah.
This could happen, you know. And, come finals time, this influential figure is perhaps sidelined with an injury of some description.
A hamstring or something like that.
Yeah. Something that keeps them off the field, not being able to give the team the normal leadership and input that it gets.
Yeah.
So they're relegated to, a managerial only role.
On the bench or something like
that. Yeah, not doing all the things that they would normally do if they were
on the
playing.
Field. Right, yeah, but from on the sideline.
Well, no, they can't get out there and do the things they want to do on the field because they're injured, obviously, but they're doing all the things they normally do when they can still play on the field, off the field, managing the team, you know. So the role.
Calling the lines.
Yeah, the role hasn't changed from the off field perspective.
Ah, yeah.
And so,
hypothetically,
so how does that? I mean, it's very hard for people in that position to manage teams because there's all sorts of
egos,
personalities,
characters, viewpoints.
Yeah. I mean, you can imagine a situation where perhaps there's a guy that's just saying always a little bit whingy.
Yeah, well, you get that in some teams, don't you?
Doesn't like coming off. You know, modern hockey's about rotations.
Yeah,
and all that
Doesn't
like coming off.
It gets that feeling like, if you take me off, then I'll warm down. I'm a machine.
I've got to be on there the whole time.
You can't sort of, a fine-tuned machine, you can't stop that machine. You can't stop it.
It's got to
Otherwise it loses its momentum.
Yeah.
And what do you want? You want momentum out of players, don't you?
And look, thoroughly understands the idea.
Hypothetically, you want momentum out of players.
And hypothetically understands how rotations work and why it's a necessary part
of
the
modern course.
Game.
Particularly in the forward line.
Yeah.
But all
for
over
everybody
the field,
else,
all over
though.
The field.
For everybody else, because that's not how
it depends
work.
How you're built, though, what kind of machine you are.
Yeah, that's right. So
what kind of machine?
You could have people like that in the team, couldn't you?
You often get them in teams.
We were discussing what could that manager type, not being able to play person, how would they handle that sort of player? Because you've got rotations going on all the time.
Yeah.
And so what would you do?
Well, you take. Well, okay, all right. Maybe, hypothetically, well, it's, one,
totally
you can look at it one of two ways, can't you, John? You can look at it as, we'll start this player because it would be a nice little boost for them to be in the starting lineup, particularly if maybe they weren't in the starting lineup in a game prior. Hypothetically, as a potential situation.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, I'll tell you what, here's
then,
a story.
But
here's a story, right?
Okay.
How about you decide to play them on the bench to start the game?
Okay, well, that was where I was going to for the second option.
Okay.
So, first option is you put them out there from the start, and then they get upset because you bench them after 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Rotations.
Yeah, yeah.
The other way around is
start them on the
start them on the bench
and then rotate them on.
They then don't get upset about getting dragged off for a rotation. You shorten the, you know.
Well, there's the same amount of pain. It's just it's in a different part of the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would find out.
I mean, you could be in a situation.
You would find out pretty quick, probably.
You know, for the character
which
development of the program, you could have a situation where the manager decides that, and then maybe a senior member of the team just comes up, sidles up, and says after the speech, you know what?
Maybe I mean, this is very hypothetical and locker room kind of level chat, John,
yeah,
but I don't really feel
just,
that.
I'm sorry. I'm just,
even hypothetically comfortable with.
Well, what we've got to do is try and make it. We've got to try and give it some drama for the show.
For the show, because
it's about the show. Like,
oh, right, okay, we're just spitballing.
Oh, we're making
we're totally making all this up.
So, you know, this alleged senior member comes up to that manager character, who we haven't named yet. He might be called Mike.
Mart.
Mart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty.
Marty.
Yeah.
Could be Marty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty Allen.
Yeah. Murray.
Yeah.
Could be the name like that. No, not Murray. No, okay. so this other senior member of the, you know what? You should start player A on the field. That would be good for, you know, to build the drama like that. It's not the manager.
Already,
manager's already decided. You know, it'd be really great. Talk to the manager.
John, I'm storyboarding this now as you're talking.
Oh, good.
Maybe this isn't for this show. But that, look, folks, that's, you know, that maybe, that's something we might be looking at. And we might come back for some specials and things. But, yeah, don't expect it in a hurry. We need some time away from. Not necessarily. I will miss.
You need time away from hockey.
I will miss my venting with you because John is absolutely and has been for many years now my sounding board for some of the ridiculous things.
We got to do this show, man.
that happen, in club. Club management positions, and
club land generally,
committee positions, and the things of personal nature that you have to deal with certain individuals, and
you're very good at what you do.
Well, thanks, but yeah, you've been my soundboard for a lot of it, John, and I appreciate it, and thank you, and I appreciate
our
time together and putting this together, and it's a project that came out of obviously knowing that you and Ash were doing Not the Footy Show. Yeah. I was like, oh, surely there's got to be some space for a hockey podcast. I didn't want to do it. I wanted you and Ashley to do it, and me sort of organise things and being the producer and being the background. Ashley wasn't having a bar of it.
True.
And so we had a go at it. But,
and here we are, 300 episodes later.
But we did a bit of research on the name for the reverse stick. I think I registered December 2016 was when we went on Twitter with at the reverse stick. It's been a journey. And yeah, meeting great hockey people, speaking to hockey legends, getting great hockey stories from all sorts of people, from mums of kids playing international hockey and commentators and administrators. Remember that interview with Raya in Trinidad?
Going through the tunnel.
She kept going through the tunnel. And then she got home, and when she got connected again, all the dogs were barking in the back. But we were just happy for the content.
There's a couple there. We spoke to Jazz Preet one time, didn't we?
Oh, and, oh the drilling in the background and the hammers.
just was mayhem. It's so funny. And a lot of it, thank you for joining us along that ride too. I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure to spend the time with you though. I mean,
you, the listener.
No, you personally.
Oh, thank
sorry.
You. Oh.
No, like we have genuinely had a ripping time doing it.
Well, often it's been our social for the week.
Yeah. Sitting in a tiny room.
Yes. And it's gone on for up to 6 hours at times.
Yeah.
Chatted for 3 hours. We thought, oh, for shit, we better do a podcast.
Yeah. Sometimes we use our best stuff before we've actually hit record.
Yeah. Yeah. We did start to try and do that a bit with Patreon. You'll find some good stuff on the Patreon. You can now go and sign up for the $1 thing on there.
And listen to
Patreon.com/thereversestick and all that stuff will be up there for you.
I hope Mike Joy signs up.
Yeah, why not?
Go and listen to it, Mike.
Yeah, have a listen, Mike. He used to listen. He used to listen on the train on the way to work, he said.
That's right.
And they found it very humorous.
Now he's got his lawyers.
I haven't heard anything from Mike on social media for a while, but MJ was quite a character for a while on the show.
What's a bet he makes a reappearance after the stalker goes?
No, after, Mr. Dr. Batra, the Freedom Fighter.
When
the Freedom Fighter's gone.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah. John Wyatt and the Freedom Fighter will be gone. And MJ will be there in the mix.
How's the foundation looking?
I reckon. Oh, well, the foundations.
The foundation. Oh, you know, the hockey foundation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. I'm not going to look
the
anymore.
Is the main still registered to?
I'm not going to look. I'm not. I did a lot of background in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to look at any of the FIH stuff anymore. I'm not going to get outraged. Life's too short.
I'm barely going to look at hockey WA stuff. In fact, I won't either. All I'm going to worry about now is playing hockey with my mates.
Yep. And this is the fulcrum of everything we've spoken about over these years is that hockey is a player's game.
Yes.
Let's build our playing base. Forget about TV audiences. It's nice to be able to get a presence for those that love the game to be able to see us. But most of them don't bother. They don't care about the top end of the game. They care about the games that immediately affect them. Their kids' games, their games, their friends' games. They might not even care about the ones' games in their own club.
No, a lot of them don't.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is just fine.
There's a lot of people that we play hockey with that have never been to an international hockey game. But they'll be members of the local AFL football team and go there every week religiously.
Yep.
Says a lot about where our sports
and miss a game of hockey for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the funny thing is, it's probably costing you just as much to miss the game of hockey as it is to miss the game of football. Considering what memberships are these days.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's something that hockey seriously needs to address is the cost of the sport. And that's certainly something that Hockey Fives doesn't address at all. It's just fewer people.
Yeah, and smaller space. If only you could fit more Hockey Fives pitches onto a conventional pitch now. Where do they put them? Right in the middle.
Well, there is that.
Can you fit two Hockey Fives fields
on
one field?
No, I don't
think you can.
No.
I mean, that's even crazier, isn't it? When you think of how we're going to lay it out.
Yeah, and until...
How we're going to save space.
Until the sport...
How we're going to facilitate
until
this.
Until the sport breaks the Olympic shackle, it will be what it is. It'll be worse than what it is.
And that's, you know, that's been the clarion call from you throughout, John. That... We need to be released from the Olympic teat.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah. Would we even see any international hockey were it not for that? Certainly here in Australia.
How much international hockey do we need to see? Surely we can get by with a World Cup every 4 years.
I want to see those.
And the associated tournaments that would be required to sort out who qualifies for finals.
I want to.
Wouldn't that be enough?
No, I want to see those.
A few practice games, maybe the odd tour.
Too much international hockey, John.
Far too much.
That's at
all levels of the game.
That's agreed. The new ranking system is basically going to be worthless when it comes to trying to decide who may or may not win the big tournaments. It's purely on the amount of games that you've played and how important you think the no league is.
And the ranking system.
What you use no league for.
The world ranking system and all those sorts of vehicles that the FIH use lead directly to countries losing funding. Because it's all tied to Olympic funding.
Alright, so we're not.
How many countries actually can support their hockey program through the money the sport makes in that country? Think about it. Australia's been number one in men's hockey or top five for so many years. It's not quite now at the moment.
Argentina, maybe?
Maybe Holland? Or do they get government funding? Are they requiring that funding? They might get it, but do they require it? It wouldn't be too much, certainly not England. Who does? None of them. And that's a sad state for the game. That's the real issue facing the game.
Yep, look, and we know it, and we know that we're caught in the middle we are still semi-professional.
It's not even that.
Or.
Way. It's not even semi-professional.
Semi-amateur.
Yeah, it's semi-amateur.
Yeah.
Semi-amateur is a far better way to put it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'd rather Will Ferrell's character from semi-pro in charge of some of the hockey associations we know of.
But that's the thing, but at administration level, it is an amateur because people are getting paid good money
to not do anything.
In professional roles, but they seem to mirror the expectation of a volunteer community.
That's not. I've worked in a.
Yes. Yeah.
In that capacity, being a paid employee of an organisation that's essentially staffed by volunteers. What are you waving at?
Hi, my name's Matt, operations manager of Fremantle Copenhagen.
Yeah, you're doing it now. Exactly. And that can be a challenging environment, but it's not without, benefits, and it's also not without rewards, and it's not insurmountable, the problems that you do face. Just don't see any of it coming from the people that lead the game.
All right, so the future of the game, John, because if we're not going to be here for a bit, like, what will Champions Trophy come back? Hockey India League? Back next year?
What? How long are we hearing that for? It was going
to
be a Hockey Fives League. Remember that? After the demise.
Hockey India League, good or bad?
Indifferent? It's neither.
Should it go ahead? Yes or no?
Well, it would be great if there was a hockey league of some description in India.
You like hockey in India?
Yeah.
You like hockey leagues in India?
Yes.
Good. All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. I just thought I'd go hard line on that.
Thank you, David Frost.
Period of that questioning.
Yeah. Fine. Dude, that's an old reference. Who would it be? Who's the current David Frost?
Jeremy Paxman.
Is it? I don't know. Jimmy Kimmel? Is that about as hard hitting as the modern audience gets?
He's a Yank, is he?
Yeah. No. He's a Tonight Show dude, I think, or something.
Don't know the bloke.
No. I only know because he was on with the Stones, yeah.
You know, I do have to make special mention to my darling wife, Mara, and my two beautiful girls because, like, they're all sick at home this evening and I've come here to do episode 300 and they're like, have a good show, Dad. Bless.
They've been very lovely supporters.
Well, not only the support, but often being, for the girls in particular, a source of such great content as well.
They have provided content over the time.
And Mara did ask me, she said, can I get a USB stick or whatever of all of the shows as something for the kids to have?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not sure, should I? I'm not sure if that's a good, maybe not. How long, we'll just leave him up for now anyway, won't we? Until our thing dies with the thing that we've got it
I'm going to migrate it.
Right.
Because we've lost our internet provider is no longer providing domain hosting. So I've got to migrate.
It's all kind of falling into place at the right time.
We're
just going to disappear off the face of the earth. And,
but just when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Expect it.
Yes. John just shook his head saying inspect it in his headphones. Fell off then.
Better on. Yeah. Back on now. It's all good.
All right.
Far out, man. It's all come to an end.
Yeah.
Is this where we get emotional?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're quite finished we've got to hit 2 hours. I think we've got another 3 or 4 minutes to go.
41 to 58. How many minutes is that? 42 to 58. That'll make it easier. 16. Got about 20 minutes to go, mate.
Any other highlights then? I mean, this could be a shitful end to the,
exactly,
the glorious celebration of
300 episodes.
300 episodes.
Do you reckon it's a record that'll never be beaten?
In hashtag field hockey podcast context, I tried to start a lot of different hashtags.
Yeah, you did.
Bring back the bully, you know, would occasionally get a show in.
That got ignored.
At the Hockey Live.
At the Hockey Live, yeah.
Well, that's the account, but hashtag live stream hockey.
Yeah.
Some did for a bit, and some were tagged in at the Hockey Live, but there doesn't seem to be that interest to collaborate and share all of the streams in one place, unless you're talking about the Watch.hockey app.
Which has been a tremendous success.
Well, has it?
Come on. Well, it's better than the one we had going before, wasn't it? What was the previous
one? IQJO?
Yeah. They actually got some content up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to that web tracking player? You could match up a game from 1955 to one today and look at the metrics of
it
the
was
individual
amazing
players.
Technology.
Yeah. What a bunch of dreamers. Absolute bunch of dreamers.
You've got to dream big,
Mr. Dr. Batra, his whole entire hockey career, is talking about the successes he's about to have.
Well, yeah, that never eventuated.
No.
Oh, Hockey Fives. He's right about
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to take over the globe. It's going to be the biggest thing in hockey since Stitches.
Say, it's a safe sport, though. It's a warrior sport. Yeah. Well, this is all kind of quite slow and petering out quite unremarkably, isn't it?
Well, that was always going to threaten to
happen. Well, no, because you said, look, should we just not say anything, do a normal show? And then have a pretend blowout at the end, and I
like just
it.
As we're about to go. That's the last. Yeah. Don't press that.
We've actually done quite well creatively early on. I had a blowout with you, maybe show 50 or something like that, a bit earlier, and you were in a grumpy mood, and I was in a grumpy mood, and then you said something, and I blew up and stormed out, and we didn't do a show that week. I think that was about it. We've had a few where one of us hasn't been right, and we've chatted on the pre-show stuff, and we've had a little bit of a fallout, and then we've come back together again for the show. But like, count it on one hand over 6 years, that's pretty good.
I would think so.
And we've had to deal with the weird characteristics and grumpiness that we both have in our 40s and 50s.
Our own peculiarities.
Yeah.
Well, got through the whole COVID thing. That was really interesting.
Yeah.
And produced extra content during COVID over the top of what we
illegally
were doing.
Illegally. I don't think we were supposed to be in the same room together.
No, you weren't. Remember, you were over there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and you were out there, weren't you?
Yeah, we were allowed to be sort of out there. Yeah. Of course, we weren't actually there. No, the commentators were there.
Yeah, I just enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to do with me. Yeah. My slender hands.
What was rolling the dice. Was it held again?
Where?
Where was it held again?
The stadium we built.
The fiscally responsible
Pro League.
Yeah, wasn't it held?
It was on an island, wasn't it?
Yeah. I can't remember now.
No, it didn't have a name, I don't think.
Yeah, because the leader was there. He wore all his hats.
Yeah. Purple yeah. chair.
Yeah, purple chair.
Yeah. There was really quite good production on that, considering it was two iPhones and a $50
webcam.
Audi webcam.
There was.
If you find it. If you've got a terminal illness, you can't get anything decent on the TV, you've got to have something to end your life with, then check out the Fiscally Responsible Pro League 3-hour show.
In Switzerland, apparently.
Yes, yeah. Wow. There's a reason why the FIH are in Lausanne.
Oh, if only. remember the cheese mines? Cheese mines. Didn't they have ham trees or something?
Ham trees.
Ham trees and cheese mines. Because they made their ham and cheese toasties.
Yes. And of course, the ham and cheese toasty watch.
Yeah. I love a ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah,
still
you
do.
He still does. He loves it. He still
having
does.
Having trouble eating them at the
reviews.
Moment, I do like them.
Tyron sent us a review on
that. The ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah.
Thanks to Ashley Morrison too, who has supported us in his own way.
Yeah.
Across the journey.
Yeah, but he hasn't sued us.
No, he hasn't.
No? Lemoncino.
Yeah.
Melanchino.
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 How are those headphones fit?
Tight.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Tight. Maybe it was just my head all along.
No, he seemed to think it was your head.
All right, it was definitely his head then.
Yeah. Good luck to you all. Let's wind it up.
Yeah,
I think we've had enough.
Should we finish with the sing song?
What? Where the magpies. That one? No, that's save that for tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do that.
No, we shouldn't. We should just wish all of our listeners the most joyous and happiest of hockey times they can possibly have.
Forever. Eternally.
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 Give it a whack. Bring back the bully.
Yeah. Glow Hopo.
Glow Hopo. Definitely, yeah. Glow Hopo.
Weekly hockey podcast. No more.
Hey, did you know that we're still the only media organisation that's covered the entire season
of a pro league?
Of a pro league.
Yeah.
Including the FIH.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even manage to get it together to produce a full total season's worth of programming.
Well,
on their own competition.
On our Patreon the other day, where we said we're quitting, I scrolled through all of the hockey podcasts that I'm subscribed to on my podcast provider. You can, of course, go to any of your podcast providers and just search out the Reverse Stick to listen. And there's about three active on there. Tyron,
yeah, we did it in the show the other day. No,
that was on the Patreon thing. Because I went flat and through.
Yeah, yeah.
Inactive. Blah, blah, blah. Inactive. Yeah, inactive. Right. Inactive. 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 Inactive.
And if you pay an adult to our Patreon account, you can hear all of that content.
Yeah, well, you can. Yeah. Get active, folks. Somebody, for Christ's sake, do something interesting locally or globally. Hashtag Lahoba. In the podcast space, it's easy and cheap and you can do it. Go through Acast, go through whoever and, you know, cop the advertising stuff with it. But that'll pay for you to be able to do it for free. You can put it together. Get the Backpack app on your phone. Buy a secondhand Rodecaster.
Rodecaster. Some cheap headphones, headsets.
Do it on your phone. Do it on your laptop. You can find ways to do it, but just do it. Put it out there. And maybe you can do 300 shows. I doubt it though, because you'll go insane.
There is that.
You will discover a deep hatred for all things hockey.
And you will think that you will never trust authority.
Yes. On or off the field. Anyway, well, there we go.
That's it.
Patrons, we thank them. I thank you. I thank the missus. You don't want to thank
Yeah, I thank you. You've been an inspiration and a guiding, shining light.
Maggie the podcast dog, do you want to thank her?
Yeah, well, she's in bed, snuggled up.
Yeah, anybody else? I'm not pointing towards the house at all, John.
You mean Mrs. Lee? She knows I'm eternally grateful for all the shit that she's put
Did
up
you just
with.
Say internally?
Eternally.
Oh, right, okay.
Eternally grateful. That other grateful comes later on once you go.
Oh, shit.
No. We're finishing on a high, folks. No. We're finishing on a high.
Oh, my God. No visuals. All right.
No, Mrs. Lee has been a staunch supporter of what we do, Matt. Over many years now, has put up with all sorts of late night shenanigans. Standing out the front for half an hour, pissed, talking shit.
It's one of the best Australian sentences that you can have.
What?
Ah, he's pissed, talking shit.
I'd encourage all hockey followers to take, he was just pissed talking shit, into their clubhouse at some stage.
Yeah.
And, take it into the popular vernacular of the sport.
Yeah. Pissed talking shit.
Do you reckon we'll get our rule change?
The, drag flick blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think it'll, they'll finally come within, with their chances.
Within 2 seasons, 2 years, depending on where you are. Drag flicks will be below backboard height.
You know what? 2 years after that, they'll modify the rule again because goalkeepers are logging. What do you reckon?
My physio, working on my hammy, who's a goalkeeper the other day, was bemoaning strokes, saying it's unfair on goalkeepers at the end of a game. And shootouts, shuffles, shunts.
Yeah. Shoots.
Basically shunts, shoots.
Shits.
Yeah, it's the way forward.
It. They're shits.
But he convinced me on it.
He's wrong.
And end of the game. A penalty stroke is a penalty, and so there should be an advantage for the striker over the goalkeeper. Whereas, shuffles, eights.
Mate, we had, before our prelim last Saturday, we had two games on field, one was on the field we were on, and one was, in fact, one was on the adjacent field, and they were fantastic. I think there's more gravitas to a penalty shootout, or a stroke shootout, if you'd prefer to call it, so you take
away.
It's
not a penalty.
Because it's not a penalty. It's a stroke shootout, or the popular vernacular is, we don't even use it, we just say it went to strokes.
Strokes, yeah.
So
yeah.
Generally, penalty just gets dropped off natural vernacular of everything.
Yeah. I'm leaning more towards.
It's just got some sort of gravitas that shoots don't have.
Well, that's only because you lost when you and I faced out on shuffles. That's what's tainted your, yes. Absolutely.
I don't want to let anybody into a secret.
Because you've been a loser. Because you've been a loser on the sore side of it. Yeah. That's why.
I don't want to break this mystery. I don't want to tell people I couldn't give a shit. Because, it's part of it. It's the drama. You know how we're going to write that thing.
Oh, it's that shtick.
It's shtick.
Yeah.
It was good fun. It was a fun morning. And you cheated. But, I'm not holding it against you. See? That's sticky.
There's camera. There was three cameras there.
Right?
There was three cameras there. Fully documented.
Well, no.
Yes.
I've got a stat deck from Smithy.
That's okay. I've got an email from somebody else.
Oh.
Dog walker. Just happened to be passing by at the time. I think that's it. I think we're done, aren't we?
Okay, tell you what. For the last time in the foreseeable future, have a listen to this.
All right.
That's a pretty good theme, isn't it?
It's done us well.
You know, all the music we've ever had on, except for the stuff that got pulled down because it wasn't ours, has been ours.
Oh, no, occasionally the Take the Money and Run.
Yeah, we did
get
to.
We got away with that. Yeah.
I think it was just
much like the FIA.
Well, they have.
Ba-dum-dum. All right, bye, folks. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. It's been a lovely journey. I understand you might be a little bit sad that we won't be in your ears for a while. But just think...
Keep an ear out.
Think, yeah, we'll be back, but in some capacity. But just think about our poor wives and children.
Thank you, folks. It's been a blast. 300 over and out.
Uru.
Been great, mate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. All over.
We're done.
300.
Are
you going to have a life now?
No. I'm just... I'm going to... The time I do the podcast will be replaced by time I'm spending on hockey. But that's okay, because I love the game, John.
You do?
I love it.
Oh, of course, you've got the big Masters tournament coming out.
Yeah. That's all, yeah.
How's that all going?
Yeah.
I should press stop now, shouldn't I?
It's all a bit fucked, yeah.